It's the Buzz Adams Morning Show Podcast.
The City of El Paso Animal Services said that last week, over 200 lost pets came into their facility. So these are pets that came in with collars, are microchipped, have owners, have families. So they are asking people to come and pick up their animals. They're actually going to waive the pet reclaiming fee for the rest of February. So you have how many more days, Buzz? Three?
25, 26, 27. Yeah, three full days.
You have four days,
really.
Mm-hmm. To pick up your animals. But they're saying that they are at capacity. They have no more large kennels for dogs left right now. And they are looking for people to just come pick up their animals. And you would be shocked how many of those dogs and cats have collars on and have harnesses.
Is there a reason or speculation why there's been an uptick? Like why so many dogs are going lost?
This isn't a normal time of year for that to happen, so it is a little bit shocking. I'm not exactly sure why, but they are saying that one of the reasons people don't pick up their animals, though, is because they can't afford or...
They're waiting for FitFam to alert them that their dog is missing.
On FitFam, they do a lot of, hey, found this dog at so-and-so, found this dog on so-and-so.
You know where they
reunite a lot of pets,
they
actually.
I respect that.
Do you know who does a lot of that?
Who?
Next door.
Mm-hmm.
Like next door has always got, hey, found this guy. Who's Izzy? Which I guess that means that they checked the tag. You know, they didn't have like a phone number or whatever. Those come off. Like over the course of my dog owning life, I've been through like 30 of those. You know, the things that you get them etched at PetSmart and mm-hmm. then you put them on. Like eventually they fall off or break off or something.
Mm-hmm. On Friday, my roommate called me and she goes, hey, I need you to go pick up Little B, which is her cat. She goes, she's two blocks over and some family found her. I was like, oh, crap. So I like get to their house and she's just strolling around their porch like nothing's wrong, covered in dirt and leaves. And I'm just thinking, what the heck, cat? Like she snuck out of the house and just went on an adventure by herself.
I thought cats kind of just roam the neighborhood. That's the way it is in my neighborhood.
Little B is a gang member and she is the ruler of that. Them, and it is traumatizing because there's a bunch of black cats in my neighborhood. And so they have initiated her into the gang and she is now the leader. And the reason I say that is because I will come home and there's five cats, all black cats.
Did they jump her in?
No, I think she jumped them.
Did she have to defeat the previous leader?
I think she did. Because this cat, she came in one day covered in little tufts of black fur. And I thought, oh my gosh, someone got her. I look, it was another cat's fur. And I look and I see this cat the other day missing.
Maybe they weren't fighting.
No, she beat this one up. But there's like five cats and I'll come home sometimes and they're all in a circle, all just meowing at each other. And I just thought, oh my gosh, they are having a seance.
Yeah, so we got a lot of cats in our neighborhood. And they all kind of, there are like two or three, there's three houses in my immediate neighborhood. And I mean like in a, you know, several block radius where it's just like cat central. You know, there's so many cats there.
Mm-hmm.
And before I got my dogs, I had got my daughters a cat. They wanted a cat, so we got one. Within like 3 days,
All
these cats were in our yard. Like the cats know or get invited over by the other cats. All of a sudden, we had become the freaking cat house.
Yeah, because you have the new person. They're like, hello, welcome.
And people say cats aren't social.
I don't even know if they're so much social as they're just planning world dominance.
They're just like, we live here now. Deal with it.
Because I never had an issue with cats in my yard until my roommate and her two cats moved in. And now they stand outside of our windows and meow at our house to try and get them to come outside. And it's the weirdest thing. And this cat has the ugliest meow. It's not our cat, the cat that hangs out. It's just, meow. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is that thing?
That's cat sex.
No.
What you just did was cat sex noise.
No.
That's cat sex.
No! This cat is just standing out there doing that outside of the window, but there's nobody there. He's just doing
Maybe
it to Little
heat.
B. Little B's a girl. What is she doing?
Oh, what's that other cat then?
I don't know. Douchebag? The gray douchebag?
Is that a girl? Is that a boy? I
haven't gotten close to him. The worst is my roommate.
Maybe it's a boy.
There's a bunch of black cats, so she'll run out there and go after her. And she'll be like, oh, wrong cat.
Joanna,
oh, that's
not
mine.
Are you eating something?
No.
You're not? Say the alphabet for me. It's A, B.
I told you I have allergies.
Uh-huh. Let me hear that alphabet then.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
There's chocolate on your lips.
There is not. I already ate the cupcake.
Since we're talking about the cat, so I'm always curious about how much dogs remember how smart they are, but mm-hmm. if I take my dogs for a run, they know which house the cats are at. They
wait for
down
it
down the block. No, they start getting agitated because they know where the cats are. And even if I take them to an area that we haven't been to for a couple months, they remember. Oh, this is the cat house coming up, and they just start freaking out.
Oh, yeah. See, the cats. Well, nobody fears my dog. So that's part of the problem is the cats, they genuinely do not fear my dog and they kind of just act like he's not there. But we brought another dog over to the house one day and they were terrified because they thought, oh my goodness, they got a real dog now. But yeah, the cats they kind of own all of the neighborhoods, I feel like, in town. Like there is such a big stray cat.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering why little B running away would even be, oh yeah, she'll come back. She's a cat. They just kind of, have you ever heard of deli cats?
No, what the
smelly
hell is that?
Cat?
No, deli.
There's a brand of cat food called deli cat.
Deli cats are cats in New York City that just basically live at a deli and
live
go
off of the
come
meat?
And go as they please. No, I mean somebody maybe at the deli puts the food or milk out for them or whatever, but they just hang out. They're chilling, and all the customers know the cats, and the cats just kind of hang around, and nobody cracks down on them because it's probably not. Like, if you went to a store that had a cat just hanging out all the time, you might wonder, gee, I wonder if that cat hair is going to get in my, cupcake if I buy a cupcake here. Mm-hmm. But New York has such
That's
a rat.
My life.
New York City has such a rat problem. Like, all the boroughs have such a rat problem. Everybody is just cool with the deli cats.
No, and I heard that they're not normal rats, too. They're massive rats that they have out there.
Yeah, pizza rat.
There's videos.
Remember that?
Yeah, there's videos of these rats in New York, and they're huge.
They have to support a family of turtles.
I love that you looked up deli cat.
And the food came up.
The food came up.
This is a good image of a deli cat. They just hang out on the shelf with the cheese doodles.
Oh, how cute.
Aww.
Yeah, so.
That's adorable.
But the idea is, that show,
My cat
Russian Doll.
Okay.
Is all about a deli cat.
Really?
Well, it's not all about a deli cat. That's a side story.
Interesting.
It's why the lady keeps getting hit by cars.
Because of the deli cat?
Yeah. Oh, I think I just hooked you into watching Russian Doll.
My sister's been trying to get me to watch
Joanna's all, there's a cat?
Look at these.
She should have told me there's a cat.
Yeah. Aww. These are famous, and they just hang out in the food. And I think anywhere, like in Omaha or Wichita Falls, people would be, hey.
There's a cat.
Get that cat out of the food. And in New York, it's just like, it may not be the most sanitary thing, but rats.
There are rats.
I was going to say, it may not be the most sanitary thing, but neither are any of the diseases rats
have. Have you ever heard about the rat clubs that come out at night in New York City?
What?
What?
No.
These are people that own terriers,
mm-hmm.
Various terriers, which were bred to be rat dogs, meaning they would go into the barns and kill rats.
Okay.
And if you got a dog, he lives in your apartment. You don't have a yard if you live in Manhattan. Maybe if you get out far enough in Queens or Long Island, you got a yard. But in Manhattan or the Bronx or Brooklyn, you don't have a yard. So if you got a terrier, their feeling is, hey, this is my dog's instinct is to chase down rats, and we've got a rat problem. So they take him out at night and they get together. It's like a club, and you take your terriers and you go to a place under a trash can, or I don't know if they let them down in the subway or not, because you don't want your dog getting hit by a train.
Yeah,
but they take him places, alleys and stuff, and let the dogs go. And so they are meeting their primal instinct urge to chase down rats, and they're also killing a few rats, which is a losing battle in New York.
Really?
Forget it.
Losing battle, but also couldn't they get a disease from any of those rats?
Could the dogs get bit by the rats?
Yeah,
I'm sure they do all the time, but
let's be honest, Tubby would totally lose a fight with
so
a rat.
I think I was listening to a...
yeah. Tubby would not be any of them.
I was listening to, I think it was a This American Life where they followed around some of these rat clubs. Mm-hmm. It was very NPR-ish, whatever it was. But I think it was This American Life. And like some people bring their dogs out and their dogs don't know how to chase rats. And they're actually afraid of the rats.
Yeah,
and they're hoping,
that's Tubby.
They're hoping, well, but he's not a terrier.
I don't even know if he's a dog at this point.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's a dog. But the people were like, well, this is our third time out, and you know, he just hides behind my leg. So they're trying to get these dogs to be inspired by the other dogs to go out and kill rats. But you're right. You know, you get bit, you know, or a flea jumps off a rat onto your dog.
Oh, how scary.
That can't be good.
Mm-hmm. Interesting place at New York City.
Today I learned.
Deli cats and terriers.
Deli cats and rat clubs. Yeah.
There you go.